What's up, fellas? So I had a patron supporter wanted to know, was it a good idea to let a friend hook you up? Well, it depends, guys. It depends on, you got two type of hookups. You got the type of hookup where a guy, you as a girl, that you can make an approach, but you ain't got the balls to make approach. So you tell your friend basically to go and hook you up or something like that. That's a beta male hookup. Or you have the other hookup where it's a friend and he's dating a hot chick and maybe she has friends, but you don't have no access to them friends. Like you don't see them or something like this. And that's when you tell your friend, hey, ask her if she has some friends or whatever the case may be to hook me up with, all right? And I was real good at that back in the day. Me and my friends, we always hooked each other up with friends and stuff like that. But no, it's not a good idea if it's a girl that you can make an approach. You see the girl, she at your school, and then you tell your friend and go hook her. Now, don't do no bullshit like that. That's a coward's approach. But if it's a girl that he's dating, but you don't see her friends, but you see her and she's hot, and so you just automatically assume, well, I know she probably got some hot friends, and you ask your boy, hey, man, see if she got some friends or some shit like that because you don't see them or whatever the case may be, then yeah. Now, here's how you got to look at this, guys. It all depends on what's the friend's sexual market value, all right? Is if he got high sexual market value or whatever the case may be, then it's very good because essentially what he's doing, he has co-signed you, baby. Birds of a feather flock together, guys. All right, he has co-signed you. You got to look at it like the mob. Alright, the mob, if you want to get into the mob and shit like this here, the mafia, whatever, I don't know how it is now, but back in the day, if you wanted to get into the mob, somebody had to co-sign you. You couldn't get in without a made guy saying, I vouch for him. You had to get vouched for. Alright, that means that you was good. Alright, somebody had to vouch for you. A made guy had to vouch for you. If you got a guy with high sexual market value, well, he's basically a made guy and he's vouching for you. All right. And so in that aspect, guys, it's very good because she's going to treat you with high sexual market value because he has it. She's going to figure like, if you hang with him, then you must be good. All right. You must be okay. All right. Now, in this situation, guys, this works good for you because comfort level is going to be easy to overcome. Guys, I don't know if you guys know, you know, how it is for a woman when she's out with you and stuff like this, but the main thing is going to be comfort level, interest level, and comfort level. And I'm going to give y'all guys an example. I remember one time I met this girl up for a date or whatever the case may be, and then we went riding in her car. It was the first date. We went riding in her car. So she was in control. She was driving, whatever the case may be. And then she took my ass to some back road. Talking about this is a shortcut. And man, my ass was on edge. Oh, what is this? Because I'm like, I wonder where the hell this bitch taking me? All right? And because I don't know. Now, if I would have knew her and say this was like our fourth date and we done fucked all this, I would have been comfortable. But I don't know this bitch. I'm like, where the fuck this bitch taking me? All right? I wasn't comfortable. I don't know the fuck this bitch. Maybe this bitch taking me to some back alley to get jumped by some dudes or get robbed. I don't know. All right? So you guys got to understand that when you dating these women, it's a comfort level. She don't know you. So if she don't know you, she's more not up to be maybe want to go back on the first date or shit because she's probably on edge. All right, you much bigger than her. You twice her size. You stronger than her. Every time she turn on the fucking TV, some girl getting raped and killed and all this other shit. So a woman has to overcome her comfort level. All right, when a guy of high sexual market value co-signs you, he's co-signed that he's okay. He's not a rapist. He's not gonna kill you. I co-signed for him. All right, so that goes a long way, guys, in breaking down a woman's comfort level. Because I know you can't be no fucking serial killer because your friend is dating my friend. And she wouldn't date no dude unless he was cool. All right, guys, so in that aspect, it works very good for you. And, of course, social proof. Guys, I don't think you guys understand how many guys out here, or people in general, don't have friends, don't have no social skills. I know some guys out here that just, you know, maybe they lost touch with their friends. Or you could be like me. In my situation, I'm not going to have a lot of friends that can hang out, so to speak. Because a lot of the guys I know my age and stuff have settled down, got kids, don't hang out like that no more. All right? Once you guys get my age, 38, 39, 40 years old and all this other type of shit, you're going to have friends that are married with kids and, you know, they don't get out like that no more. Maybe they can get out for your birthday if you tell them 3 months in advance. But hey, you can't just hit. Listen, I've been in a relationship before, guys. All right, couldn't no dude just hit me up Wednesday? Hey man, you want to hang out Saturday? No, I'm being my damn chick. All right. So when you once you get a little older and shit like this, you ain't gonna really have a lot of friends. So the fact that you have friends gives proof that you have social proof, guys. Very important. And what does social proof means? It means that you're cool. Somebody like your ass. Alright, it means that you're cool. This is the same thing what happens when you're with a woman. This is why your sexual market value goes up, especially if she's a hot woman. Immediately, some have to be good about your ass. She with you. You must either your finances must be in order. You must have hell of charisma, or you must be laying the pipe right. Some good about your ass. The woman has co-signed you. That's why when a woman see you with another woman, her interest goes up. All right. The same thing happens when you have friends. They have co-signed you that you're sociable, that you have some type of social skills. A lot of guys don't even have social skills. All right. That's why they don't have friends. All right. So just putting that out there, guys, that yes, if it's a high sexual market value guy, or at least moderate, all right, just don't have no fucking loser. But if it's a friend, so let's say it's a girl and you have a friend, but he ain't dating one of her friends, but it's just somebody he knows and he has no sexual market value, then in a situation like that, it could be a little difficult for you because he has no sexual market value, all right? But if he's dating her friend or something like that, oh, hell yeah, it could work real good for you. She's going to treat you like him, all right? Like you have the same sexual market value as him until you show her otherwise, all right? So that's the thing with that, guys. And another thing you'll notice, too, is she might not shit test you a whole lot. All women going to shit test. And the reason being is we already know women shit test guys that they want to fuck. Alright, that's who they shit test. They shit test guys that they want to fuck. If she don't want to fuck you, she ain't going to shit test you. There's no point. Alright, but the reason why she shit test you is she's trying to find out your value. Alright, if he's co-signing your value, well, there's no need to really do a whole bunch of shit testing because he has co-signed you. Alright, guys, co-sign means a whole fucking lot, guys. Alright, guys, the next thing I wanted to talk about was women showing up unannounced. Alright. Now, guys, I talk a lot about over here about disrespect and shit like this right here. This is disrespect. All right, this is not a shit test. This is disrespect. If you see some shit like this, guys, you pull back and let a woman know that you did not like that. As with anything, this is flat out disrespect. This is past shit test. This is flat out disrespect. This has showed you, a woman has showed you that I don't give a fuck about your rules or your boundaries. I do the fuck I want to do. All right? She's basically trying to say, I run a relationship. In a situation like this, guys, you always leave that situation until she's ready to come back and to submit. Always. All right? The other situation is when you're being dishonest. This is why I say, guys, do not lie to women. You leave women on if they ask about a relationship. But you don't lie to women. The reason being, guys, this is the shit that they do. All right? They plot. They come over your house. They snoop. And they do all this other type of shit. When you flat out and you tell a woman you dating other women, it's no need for shit like this. All right? No need for shit like this. Always let a woman know you're dating other women. It always worked better that way. Even if she asks about a relationship, even if she's one of these girls that you led on and told her, yeah, if the right woman comes along, yeah, I'm open to a relationship. Even in a situation like that, you always let her know you're dating other women. All right? That way she ain't got nothing she thinking she need to find because you've been straight out from the get-go. All right, guys? So in a situation like this, guys, I take it as utmost disrespect. All right? I haven't had no shit like this happen to me. I always let other women know I'm dating other women. I just let them know that I'm open for a relationship as it so happened to come. So there's no reason to pop up. You ain't gonna catch what? All right, I already told you the situation. I'm dating other women. So there's no reason to pop up and catch shit. You ain't catching shit. I've been straight up from the get-go. All right, guys? And another, if you have told a woman that, and she still pop her ass up, well, now we talking about she thinking she run a relationship. She thinking she could do what the fuck she want to do. In situations like this, guys, always leave that situation. Always. It's only going to get fucking worse. All right? For long, she'll be snatching the phone out your goddamn hand answering it. Alright, that's how that works, guys. Always, the thing what you guys got to understand is women want to submit. Alright, women want to submit. They just need a man that has the sexual market value, that has the options to make them submit. That's it, guys. all you got to do is leave that situation. And when she hits you up like, hey, what's going on? You mad at me or whatever? I didn't appreciate that situation. All right? And you know what's next? You got to suck a whole lot of dick. Now, let me get on this suck a whole lot of dick shit. I seen somebody on the live streams, a girl, coming on one of my live streams about, well, sucking dick ain't a bad thing and she like it. Exactly. That's why I started getting my ass lit, guys. Exactly. When my girl used to fuck up back in the day and I would take her back and make her submit, I used to look down at her sucking my dick and I say, you know what? She look like she enjoying this just a little bit too much. This don't really look like a punishment. This look like a reward. And that's when I goddamn got around to licking my crusty ass. All right, guys. So if you're a guy that don't like getting your ass licked, just understand that a lot of women is not making a woman suck your dick for a whole weekend. To a lot of women, she might put on the front like, oh, man, I really got to suck your dick the whole weekend? And deep down that bitch like, yeah. But you don't know it. All right, guys. So that's why I got around to getting my ass licked, all right? Just putting that out there. So if you don't like getting your ass licked, maybe think of something else, because sucking dick to a lot of women is not a fucking punishment, all right? You're going to have a hard time making a lot of women submit just by sucking your dick. She might start acting up even worse just so you can make her suck your dick. Just putting that out there, guys. But I haven't met a woman yet that love to lick some crusty ass, all right? I haven't met one girl yet that, I just love licking ass. All right, guys, so that's the thing. Maybe you make her go out there and wash your car, or maybe she can fucking clean your house for a week. Do something. But just putting that out there, that sucking dick is not going to make all women submit. All right, you'll be making her suck your dick, and she'll be fucking being disrespectful and doing type of shit just so you can make her suck your dick, just because it ain't no fucking punishment, guys. All right? But getting back to the first point, guys, yes, if you have a high sexual market value friend to hook you up with a girl, yes, it works for you. Not if it's a girl that you can go up and hook and you see and you ain't got the balls. No, that is not going to work. That is called not having no fucking balls. All I'm talking about is a girl that you don't know or see or you have no way to get to, and you ask him to hook her up with a friend, a girl he's dating, friend or something like that. Yes, it can work, especially if he has a high sexual market value. And matter of fact, I recommend it, guys. It actually works better because not only have you been cosigned, she has been cosigned, all right? Because if she has a cool friend, if the girl that you see your friend dating, if she's a gold digger, well, you know, I don't want to fuck with a friend, but let's hypothetically say he has a very good, cool girl he's dating. Hell yeah, hook me up with one of her friends. So she's been co-signed because you know that what her personality is going to be, because that she's not, this girl here, this nice girl here is not going to hang around a bitch more than likely. More than likely, the girl's going to be cool too. So she's been co-signed. So you know that she's more likely to be just like this girl. All right, guys, thugs don't hang with Christians, guys. Or people who run the church every day, all right? People hang around people, like-minded people hang around like-minded people. Whatever I like to do, I'm going to hang around people that like to do that, all right? I'm not finna hang around guys who are not trying to get on their purpose and prove their life right now. All the guys that I'm going to hang around with are striving for success, all right? So that's the way that works, guys, all right? All right, guys, like the video, comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.